interrupted, I think, instead of pausing.
Okay. Mine is going all right. I'm just going to continue.
So it'll just be in two parts. It's the same thing.
Okay, so we're ready to continue. Again, this is August 10th, 2015. Okay, so here we have a short, well, it's not so short, but it's a simple sutta. Okay, I'll again read phrase by phrase. Atako ayasma anando.
Atako ayasma anando.
Yena bhagava tenu pasankami.
Yena bhagava tenu pasankami.
Upasankamitva.
Upasankamitva.
Bhagavantam abhivadetva.
Bhagavantam abhivadetva.
Ekamantam nisidi.
Ekamantam nisidi.
Ekamantam nisino.
Ekamantam nisino.
Ko ayasma anando.
Ko ayasma anando.
Bhagavantam etadabhocha.
Bhagavantam etadabhocha.
Okay, so we're familiar with this beginning already, except here it's Venerable Ananda who approaches the Buddha, pays homage to him, sits down to one side, and then Venerable Ananda says to the Blessed One, Tini mani bante ganda jatani.
Tini mani bante ganda jatani.
Yesang anuvatan yeva.
Yesang anuvatan yeva.
Gando gacchati.
Gando gacchati.
No pativatan.
No pativatam.
So tini mani is literally it's three these, but in normal syntax we would say these three. Then we have ganda jatani. Now the word jata, which literally is the past participle of the verb meaning to be born, but it takes on the meaning when it's used as a suffix. It often takes on the meaning of kinds of. So in this case, there are these three kinds of fragrance.
Which three? That's the
So there are these three kinds of fragrance, yesung, of which Anuvatang yeva gando gacchati, of which the scent, here ganda in the sense of scent, but maybe we should translate ganda jatani, these three kinds of fragrant substances, of which the scent goes, gacchati goes, Anuvatang means vata is wind, and anu gives the sense of along with. Maybe in Chinese this would be sui feng.
Right? Sun feng.
In Korean you have?
Sun feng.
Sun feng. Yeah, same thing. And I think this seems to be used like an adverb, which is why it has that ung ending. And it's ung plus yeva. Plus eva, and so that gives yeva. Sometimes we get this formation. So yesang anuvatang yeva gando gacchati. So there are these three kinds of fragrant substances of which the scent goes only along with the wind. That Ava gives a sense of only along with the wind. No pativata, not against the wind. Okay, then katamani tini.
Katamani tini.
Yeah. So what are the three? What three? Then mulagando, saragando, pubagando.
Mulagando, saragando, pubagando.
So mulagando is the fragrance of roots. Certain types of plants that have fragrant roots. Saragando. Sara is the heartwood of the tree. Fragrant heartwood. And pupagando are flowers, the fragrance of flowers. So, imani ko bante.
Imani ko bante.
Tini ganda jatani.
Tini ganda jatani.
Yesang anuvatang yeva gando gacchati.
Yesang anuvatang yeva gando gacchati.
No pativatang.
No pativatang.
So these are the three kinds of fragrant substances of which the scent goes only along with the wind, not against the wind. Then he asks, Atinu ko bante?
Atinu ko bante?
Kinchi kandajatam?
Kinchi kandajatam?
Yasa anuvatam pi gando gacchati?
Yasa anu pandapi gando gacchati.
Pativatampi gando gacchati.
Pati patapi gando gacchati.
Anuvata pativatampi gando gacchati.
Anuvata pati patapi gando gacchati.
So now he's asking a question. Is there bante? Any kind of fragrant substance of which the scent goes along with the wind, the scent goes against the wind, also the P, we have the P, pativatampi, also the scent goes also against the wind, and anuvata pativatampi. Gando gacchati, and the scent goes both along with the wind and against the wind. So is there now, Bhante, any fragrant substance of which the fragrance goes along with the wind and against the wind and both along with the wind and against the wind? Any questions so far? Okay, then the Buddha answers, Atananda.
Atananda.
Kinchi kandajatam.
Kinchi kandajatam.
Yasa anuvatam pi gando gacchati.
Yasa anuvatam pi gando gacchati.
Pativatam pi gando gacchati.
Pati patampi gando gacchati.
Anuvata pativatampi gando gacchati.
Anuvata pativatampi gando gacchati.
So what is Atananda?
There is an Ananda.
Yeah. What kind of form is this in Pali?
Bhakti?
Do Excuse me?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm sure you know what it is. No. Why we say Atananda?
You mean like a Sunday?
Yeah, exactly. It's a Sunday of Ati plus Ananda. So the I drops out and it just gets joined.
Mm-hmm.
So the rest of the sentence is obvious. So there is Ananda, some fragrant substance of which this fragrance goes along with the wind and against the wind, and both along with the wind and against the wind. Not much variation here, just very little variation. So then comes the question, Kataman Chapana Bhante.
Kataman Chapana Bhante.
So the rest is the same. So he's saying, and what, Bhante, is that fragrant substance of which the fragrance goes along with the wind and also against the wind and both with and against the wind? Okay, so now comes the explanation. Idananda yasmin game va nigame va.
Yasmin game va nigame va.
Iti va puriso va.
Iti va puriso va.
Bhutang saranang gato hoti.
Bhutang saranang gato hoti.
Dhammang saranang gato hoti.
Dhammang saranang gato hoti.
Sangang saranang gato hoti.
Sangang saranang gato hoti.
Okay, so just we'll pause here. So, yasmin game, in which village, and va is or, nigama is a town, in whichever village or town, then we have iti va puriso va, a woman or a man, bhutang saranam gato hoti, has gone for refuge to the Buddha. And notice two points that came up in the grammar section. First, we have the past participle with the verb hoti. So that gives a sense of, I think this is called the perfect, has gone. And the second point is that the participle, present participle, gato, is a masculine because the two nouns that we see, iti, a woman, va puriso va, or a man. So here, the word man comes second, closest to the participle. And so the participle agrees with the last noun in the series. So that is puriso, man. So it's masculine. So we have where a woman or a man has gone for refuge to the Buddha, has gone for refuge to the Dhamma, has gone for refuge to the Sangha. And panati pata pativirato hoti.
Panati pata pativirato hoti.
Okay, pativirato is one who has refrained from. Well, we would say, I would put it in the present tense, one who abstains from. Then we have panati pata. Pana means living beings. And atipata is destruction. Or pana can be life. So one who refrains from or abstains from the destruction of life. The train to New Haven is on that truck. we have to rename this monastery GCM Grand Central Monastery. Okay. Okay, so one who refrains from the destruction of life, then in what case, Panatipata, what case?
Amnati.
Very good. Stephen, you are now joining the
song penalty box.
In the lock mouth category.
Sorry.
Oh, okay. No, it's good. But I see that you're doing your homework. I want to catch some of the slackers.
You're sitting over here.
Okay, so it's ablative from the destruction of life. Okay. Adina dana pativirato hoti.
Adina dana pativirato.
So one who refrains from taking what is not given. Adina is not given. And this is adana, taking. So one who refrains from taking what is not given. And kamesu michachara pativirato hoti.
Kamesu michachara pativirato hoti.
Okay, so one who refrains from michachara, wrong conduct, misconduct, kamesu, in regard to sensual pleasures. Then musavada pativirato hoti.
Musavada pativirato hoti.
So one who refrains from musa means false, and vada is speech. So one who refrains from false speech. And what case is musavada? Carolyn?
It's the ablative.
Right, very good. Okay, now we have a long compound here. And it's a little controversial. Okay, we have I'll have to break it up. Surameria.
Surameria.
Majja Pamada Tana.
Majja Pamada Tana.
Pativirato Hoti.
Pativirato hoti.
So sura is taken to be, what was it? Alcoholic beverages produced from grains. Maybe we'd call it liquor or whiskey. And meria is alcoholic beverages produced from fruits and other things. So like we call it wine. And majja can mean intoxicants, so this would be other intoxicants. And pamada means negligence or heedlessness. And tana means, usually it means a situation, a case, a state. So if we take this literally, it would mean one who abstains from the state of negligence or heedlessness due to liquor, wines, and intoxicants. Now, so this is where it's still puzzling to me. That it seems to be saying that one abstains from intoxication due to the use of wine, liquor, or intoxicants. But the way it's explained by the commentary and then by the tradition, it's the word tana is said to mean a cause of. So then it's explained as to abstain from liquor, wine, and other intoxicants, which are a cause of heedlessness.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, there's no place in the Buddha's saying where he says it's okay to drink but you could drink a little bit. Don't get drunk. And so I advise anybody who takes the precept, you know, to completely abstain from liquor and wines and other intoxicants. Okay. Then we have Silava Hoti Kalyana Dhammo.
Silava Hoti Kalyana Dhammo.
So Silava means one who is of good conduct, one who possesses sila, good behavior. And in Kalyana Dhammo, the word Dhammo is being used, when it's used as a suffix, it has the meaning of the nature, of a good nature, or we would say of a good character. So one is virtuous and of a good character. Then we have Vigata Mala Macharena Chaitasa. Yeah, in the text.
Vigata Mala Macharena Chaitasa Agaram.
Let's do this again. Maybe because I'm familiar with it, so it rolls off my mind easily. But if you're looking at it for the first time. Okay. Vigata Mala Macharena.
Vigata Mala Macharena.
Chaitasa.
Chetasa.
Agarang Ajavasati.
Agarang Ajavasati.
Okay, the word Vigata means rid of, gone away. And often it's used as a prefix to mean like devoid of or free from. Then Mala means a stain. And machara means miserliness, stinginess. And it's, for some reason, the terms of this compound are inverted. Often they speak about machara mala, the stain of miserliness. And this is describing, notice it's instrumental singular, and it's going with chaitasa, which is also instrumental singular, based on the word chaitas, meaning mind or heart. And then first we'll complete the phrase. Agarang is the home, one's home, and ajavasati is to dwell, to reside. So this is one who dwells at home with a heart free from the stain of miserliness. So this is often used to describe the person who has the quality of chaga, generosity. Okay, then, any questions on this?
Okay.
Yeah.
So, is it will be the Meriya or Miraya? I am wondering.
Say again.
Sura, M-E-R-A, but you pronounce that the Meriya, right? And then?
Yeah. Sura. Maria. Yeah.
Maria, right? Maria or Maria? Well, you're correct.
Maria.
Maria.
Maria. Because it's an A, okay. Not an I. Maria would be an I.
Okay, well, thank you.
Okay. Then. We'll continue it. Tassa Disasu.
Tassa Disasu.
Samana Brahmana Vanang Basanti.
Samana Brahmana Panam Pasanti.
Okay, Disasu means the directions. It's referring to like all directions in all the quarters. Then Tassa is of him, but it's referring to either a man, this man or the woman. So maybe we would say of them. Then Samana Brahmana, we should close up the gap here to make it a compound. Ascetics and Brahmins, Vanang Basanti. Vanang is praise, and Basati is to speak. So in the different directions, whether north, south, east, or west, ascetics and Brahmins speak praise of that person. And they say, actually this pretty much repeats what was already said, Esu kasmin nama gameva nigameva.
Asu kasmin nama gameva nigameva iti.
Iti va purisova.
Iti va purisova.
Bhutang saranang gato hoti.
Bhutang saranang gato hoti.
Dhammang saranang gato hoti.
Dhammang saranang gato hoti.
Sanggang saranang gato hoti.
Sanggang saranang gato hoti.
Panati pata pativirato hoti.
Panati pata pativirato hoti.
Adina dana pativirato hoti.
Adina pativirato hoti.
Kamesu michachara pativirato hoti.
Kamesu michachara pativirato hoti.
Musavada pativirato hoti.
Musavada pativirato hoti.
Silava hoti kalyana dhammo.
Silava
hoti kalyana dhammo.
Vigata mala macharena chetasa.
Vigata mala macharena chatasa.
Agarang ajabasati.
Agarang ajabasati.
Okay, so the ascetics and Brahmins are speaking praise of them, and they say, Asukasmin nama gameva nigameva. The word asukasmin is like in English we would say in such and such. In so and so. So in such and such a village or town, then the rest we've already covered. There is a woman or a man who has gone for refuge to the Buddha, the Dhamma, the Sangha, who observes these precepts, who's virtuous of good conduct, and who dwells at home with a heart free from the stain of miserliness. Then we have the next paragraph is Devata pi asa vanang basanti.
Devata pi sa vanang basanti.
So the deities also speak praise of that person. And then all of the rest is the same. We don't have to go over it again. So any questions so far? From our UVU group, any questions?
Okay.
Who speaks? Oh, Suki.
I, many times I get confused with the word ASSA, A-S-S-A.
Yeah, yeah.
So here, Devatapi ASSA, SA is a, what is a, the SA?
The SA would represent ASSA. Of that one, of that person.
Now, sometimes you do like a for him or to him, you say asa.
Yeah.
It's not tam or etam, but it's so or sa. Genitive dative is asa. But I couldn't really find the Asa in the dictionary for like a for him, to him.
I think you have to find, look under Ayang.
Ayang?
Yeah, Ayang is the nominative singular.
Right.
So then you would find with Ayang, then the accusative would be Imang, and then instrumental would be Imina, then the dative genitive can be either Imasa or Asa.
It's not Tassa?
Tassa would be, no, Tassa is the dative genitive based on so. So is the nominative singular. You have the...
It's actually on page 50 in the book.
Page what?
50.
50.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Generative data.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm.
Okay. Fair enough?
Very simple.
Yeah. Okay, so we have to wrap up now. So this passage then ends with the verse. Actually, this verse also occurs in the Dhammapada. So, Napubagando Pativatameti.
Napubagando Pativatameti.
Nachandanang Tatagara Malikava.
Nachantanang tagara manikaba.
Satanchagando pativatameti.
Satanchagando pativatameti.
Sabadisa sapuriso pavati.
Sabadisa sapuriso pavati.
Okay, so it begins. Napubagando. So the fragrance of flowers, then pativatang, you have to take the na with eti. The fragrance of flowers does not go against the wind. Then nachandanang tagara malikava, nor chandana is sandalwood or sandal. Tagara is some other fragrant substance. I don't think there's any translation for it. And Malika, I think it's jasmine.
Mm-hmm.
So the fragrance the glossary gives jasmine. So the fragrance of flowers does not go against the wind, nor sandalwood, or tagara, or jasmine. Then we have satanchagando. What is this word satang here? Can anybody identify it? Anybody on the internet? Bowie? Satan? Venerable Satchananda? Genitive of what? Say again. The voice isn't coming through clearly. Say again. Right, right. Very good. Yeah. It's genitive plural based on the past participle. Well, actually, it's based on the word santo. which it's originally santo is the past participle of the verb atti. So it's originally a past participle meaning those that exist. But for some reason, because of peculiarities of language, santo also takes on the meaning of good ones. And then the genitive plural becomes, in the short form, sattan. In the longer form, it will be santana. It means of the good ones. You remember the word santa in this sense because it's a little bit like the English word saint. So I think the verbal etymologies are different. What is the original etymology of the word saint?
Sanctus.
Sanctus.
Holy.
I mean, I know the meaning of the word, but I just want to see where the word... curious whether no, it comes from sanctus, meaning sacred, sanct, Old English.
It's Latin, isn't it?
It's based on Latin, sanct.
Sanctus, sanctus.
Well, let's see where sanctus. Anyway, we don't have time for this. Okay, so Satancha Gando, this is the fragrance of the good, Pativatameti, goes against the wind. Then Sabati Sa Sapuriso Pavati. So Sapuriso is the good person. Actually, the word sapuriso is also from the sat plus purisa, the good person. Then we have a verb here, pavati, which is based on like the word vati, the way a wind blows. So the good person blows, well, we would say maybe pervades, sabadisa, all directions. So the virtue of the good person is said to pervade all directions. Okay, any questions? Ningjia, any questions?
Ningjia, not yet.
Not yet. Hi, Tian, can you give me etymology of the verb pavati?
Pante, what is etymology?
Pante, it started out with referring to scent and scent being
yeah
pervasive in the
yeah
beginning.
So it's a scent of good or a scent of...
Yeah, that's a sense that when a person is virtuous and generous and has gone for refuge, that they get a good, sort of their good qualities are said to pervade all directions. Okay, so we just have one little story to complete the first part. Well, then we just have one big sutta, the Dhammacakkappavattana Sutta, which has a lot of repetition. So we might be able to finish the book next week. Wow.
Next week?
Really? Maybe you could do like a quiz or something.
The whole sutta.
Maybe
you
could have the final examination of the book.
Because you'll see that there's a lot of repetition in the Dhammacakkappavattana.
Wow.
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 Okay.
That would be amazing.
Wow.
This is so long.
It looks so daunting.
It doesn't look so easy.
Well, if we don't finish next week, then it will certainly be the week after. Then we have to have... Who's going to make the graduation cake?
Graduation?
I'm making the cake.
Really? You take the cake.
I take the cake. I'll make the cake.
So we have to get our... Fly June Song in from Texas and Kim fly in from Colorado.
Are we
over? We have to go to all those places and we'll bring the cake.
Are we over the hump yet?
No.
Over the hump we are.
No.
I've already prepared the next textbook.
Wow.
Oh my
yeah.
God.
201.
It's going to be very exciting.
Oh, what are we going to do?
Oh, I took a whole selection of suttas from Samyutta Nikaya with a passage with the English translation underneath it.
Oh, wow.
But then we have to figure it out on a word-by-word basis.
I don't know, this is from the Deva Gata one, but isn't that really hard?
No, I didn't take the Deva Gata one.
Oh,
what we'll do is take first... I took from the Samyutta collection on the Four Noble Truths. Then we go into the Five Aggregates. Then on Dependent Origination. That's for the before the break. Then after the break, the shorter part of the period, we'll take each time some verses from the Dhammapada, so you get familiar with reading verses. But you have to succeed.
You have to what?
You have to pass the final test.
Oh. Else you can't do. What if you bake the cake and don't pass
the
final
test? No.
Bhante, is there anyone? What happens if you get left back? You sit in
you
your office.
Place.
What happens?
Where do we
point?
Go? Where is the remedial, Polly?
I flunked out of Polly class.
Okay, we end with three bows to the Buddha. One, two, three.
Oh, to Bhante.
Thank you,
Bhante.
Thank you, Bhante.
Okay.
Thank you, Bhante. Thank you, Bhante.
Okay, thank you.